Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and today's podcast is all about seizing the day. But first, just a little bit of housekeeping. As always, I'd like to remind you of the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1, Behavior Management, is now available on Amazon Kindle. Check it out. It's a great resource for parents of babies, toddlers, school-aged, adolescents, whatever age your child is. We're working on the one for, you know, those of you who are parents of adults. We're working on that book as we speak. As soon as we finish parts 2 and 3 of the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, we'll be finishing up the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Adult. So that's a resource that'll be forthcoming. Also available on Amazon Kindle is the Elimination Diet Manual, as many of you maybe have already seen and looked over. The Elimination Diet Manual is a great resource for you to look to see if anything in your diet, anything that you consume on a daily basis, may be contributing to any kind of mental health, physical health, or any other types of issues that you may be experiencing. It's a great resource, very inexpensive, 99 cents. Really, we just wanted to get it out there and put it for the smallest amount that Amazon would allow us on the Kindle program. So it's there, it's available. Check it out, pick it up, and see if changing your diet a little bit could change your life. So it's a great resource. Also, the Parenting Your ADHD Child course is now available. It's up and running. It looks to be going very well. Several parents have already signed up for it and are working through the lessons. It's a self-driven program, so you can start it, stop it, pause it, revisit lessons, whatever you want to do. Once you purchase the course, it's there for you. There's 20 lessons right now, in addition to an introduction lesson, but there's 20 lessons that walk you through what ADHD looks like, how it changes over time, medical interventions, including stimulant medications, non-stimulant medications, and then there are about 11 lessons so far just on non-medical interventions, non-medical things that you can do and work to address the behaviors that your child with ADHD is exhibiting. Now, I will tell you also that if you're thinking about the Elimination Diet Manual, but you're also thinking about the ADHD course, don't buy the Elimination Diet Manual. It is included in the Parenting Your ADHD Child course. You get the free PDF in that course. So don't purchase it through Amazon, even though it's just 99 cents in Amazon. And we would really like the to rise in the rankings a little bit on Amazon. Don't get it there because you get it for free in the parenting course. So that's available. It's at paedialc.com. Just click on courses, follow the links, and you will be all set. Of course, the links to all of that stuff will be in the show notes for you today. So. All right, I think that's all of the housekeeping. Dr. Marshall is still not here with us yet. He has a couple of other things going on, but he is he's texting me almost every day with new ideas for podcasts. And in fact, the podcast I was going to record today was going to be different because of some new things going on. But I've had to put that on pause because I received a text from Dr. Marshall saying, we need to do a podcast on this. And so I put it on pause until he gets back so we can do that together. So I'm hoping that he gets back soon, as I'm sure a lot of you are. We've received some very nice emails and messages from everyone asking about him and wishing him well. So we really appreciate that. And but he looks to be back very soon. So, all right. With that said, enjoy the podcast. To the Mental Breakdown. Today we're going to talk about seizing the day, and we're going to start with, you know, thinking about the past a little bit. Now, I don't know that anybody ever actually did this, but there was always sort of that that icon of needing to remember something by tying a string around your finger. Again, I don't know that anybody ever did that. Perhaps they did back in the day, but there was this idea that tying a string around your finger would help you remember to pick up milk on the way home from work or to pick up bread. And you know, those kinds of things were needed at the time because we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have, you know, PDAs. We didn't have things that we need to that we could carry with us that would remind us of these daily chores that we needed to do or things that we needed to accomplish. And if you lived outside of town, of course, you would be driving 30 minutes to get home and may not pass by another store. And so you needed to remember at a particular time before it was too late and it would become a real inconvenience to try to make up for that forgetfulness. The idea, of course, with that was, you know, and again, tying a string around your finger had nothing to do with a string and probably had nothing to do with your finger. It had to do with, you know, remembering something, having something unusual, something different, something that served as a specific cue to you to remember to accomplish something. Usually it's, in certainly in the case with the string, it was a visual cue, something that you couldn't help but see. Now, today, of course, we have auditory cues and we have other types of cues that we use for things. But again, using this particular sort of icon of this string around the finger, it was a visual cue to remind you that you need to do it. And it was something that you wouldn't miss because we look at our hands and we use our hands all the time. And so if you had a string around your finger, it would continually remind you that, oh yeah, I got to remember to do that. So it was a great strategy. Something that I try to do with my patients is I try to encourage them to do something very similar to that, but with the goal of preparing and setting and framing their day in a positive way. This strategy that I use with a lot of the people that I work with is a way to structure their morning, structure their morning routines, from the time that their alarm goes off, and even throughout the day, to structure their day in a way that there are constant cues to remind them that they are the masters of their own destiny, that they are the ones that are in control and can determine whether they have a good day or a bad day. Now, before we get into it, you know, certainly I want to mention that when I talk about having control of your life, I certainly am not talking about the illusion that we have complete control over everything that happens around us. Certainly we don't have that. You know, we can attempt to have control of some of those things. We can attempt to, you know, arrange our schedule in such a way that things happen in a predictable way. But we have no ability to control, you know, if, you know, a client is going to arrive or if somebody's going to be sick or if, you know, there's traffic jam on the way to work. We can't control those things, but we can control us. We can control how we feel about it. We can control our response to it. And that is really the purpose of the strategies that we're going to talk about this morning. So the first strategy, so there are a couple of them, and there are things that you can build throughout the day that will help you with this. The first strategy is really the first thing that happens when you wake up in the morning, and that is your alarm. You know, a lot of people have those alarms that are just awful. It's that loud, horrible sound, and many people feel like, okay, that's what I need because that's going to startle me up and get me out of bed. Certainly waking up in a startled way like that doesn't set the stage very well for a good day. When you wake up abruptly like that, you are, you know, startled, you immediately get this release of neurochemicals in your body, adrenal chemicals in your body that just set the stage for, you know, anxiety, stress, and all of those kinds of unwelcome, unwanted chemicals first thing in the morning. So one of the first things I recommend is changing the way that you wake up. You know, for me, a lot of people that know me well know that there are a few things I really like in as it relates to sports and those kinds of things. And one of them is the Chelsea Football Club. Now, I'm going to mention that, and I know that there's some of you that are listening that are either Arsenal fans or fans of some other football team that think, oh my God, this guy, what does he know? But anyways, just listen, hear me out. I'm a fan of Chelsea Football Club, and they have, and so what I do is I have set my alarm in the morning so that the music that plays, the sound that plays to wake me up is the Chelsea anthem. Now, it's not like, you know, I'm so consumed with it that, you know, every day I'm doing something related to this football club or anything like that. So we're not talking about building something in that's really structured around an obsession or anything like that. But when I hear that music, it makes me smile a little bit, and it makes me think about positive things. And that's the key. You want to find something to wake you up in the morning that gives you a positive feeling. Whether it's music, whether it is just a sound, birds chirping, whatever the case may be, you want that first thing in the morning sound, that first thing that gets you up from your dreams and brings you to an awakened state. You want that sound to be something pleasant so that it starts the day off in a positive manner. Many mornings, because that music is playing, many mornings when that song that goes off, I find myself waking up with a little bit of a smile because I'm thinking about, you know, just that last thought, that last sort of piece of a dream sequence that goes through my mind as the music starts, you know, will shift me into a more positive direction despite what my dreams or thoughts may have been previously. So setting your alarm to something, to a sound, to something that is positive, that gives you that happy feeling, that's a great, great way to start. Now, the second thing is right after that happens, right after your alarm goes off and you reach over and turn it off or hit the snooze or whatever the case may be, the next thing you want to do is stay there for just a couple seconds. It doesn't have to be for very long, but stay there for just a couple seconds and think about the day to come. Now, it's really important to consider what you think about the day to come. You know, if you have a busy day scheduled, there are a couple of ways that you can go about thinking about that day. You can say, oh my gosh, I have such a busy day. It's going to be lousy. It's going to be awful. I'm never going to get anything done. I don't even want to get started. I don't even want to get out of bed. Now, I think that that's an experience that most of us can experience. Most of us have experienced at some point in our life. Now, the alternative to that is you lay there and you think, man, I got a lot to do today. Today's going to be a good day. I'm going to be as productive as I can be today. I'm going to get as much done as I can today because today is a day that I control. Today is a day where I get to do what I can do to accomplish what I can accomplish and to move in the direction that I want to move. You know, it's the same, you're looking at the same information. You're looking at the same material. You're looking at the same schedule, but you're looking at it from a somewhat more positive perspective. And just that little bit of a shift towards positivity can make all the difference. You know, when you think, oh, it's going to be lousy, the likelihood is it's going to be lousy. When you look at it and you say, you know what, it's going to be tough, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my best. You tend to do your best. You tend to have a better experience. And so just that few seconds in the morning, whether it's the my snooze on my alarm is set, I think, at 9 minutes. So, you know, whether it's that 9 minutes between my first alarm and my second alarm, where I lay there and really work to shift and adjust the way that I think, or it's just the 30 seconds when I turn my alarm off and I'm about to get up to go start my morning routine, whatever the case may be, that's the time that I use to frame my day, whether it's going to be a challenging day or it's going to be an easy day, frame the day to make it more positive. Now, the third thing is, of course, now you're out of bed and you're part of your morning routine. Most of us have a pretty structured morning routine, whether it's getting up, going straight to the bathroom, taking care of bathroom stuff, then going to get something to eat, whatever the case may be, however your morning routine is, whether you have a shower in the morning, whether you have kids to get ready for school, or whether you are preparing anything else for the day, whatever your morning routine is, it tends to be pretty structured, pretty consistent day in, day out. Of course, except for weekends and things like that. But anyways, what I encourage you to do is to consider building something in. It doesn't have to be anything time-consuming. It doesn't have to be anything significant. It just needs to be something that you build in, again, to sort of trigger that thought, trigger that idea that today is going to be a great day, that today is going to be the day that you're going to make a difference, that you're going to make some change. Now, for some people, that can be as complex, or may need to be as complex, as meditation, prayer, or something like that. It may need to be something more structured, more delineated from everything else in your life. And if that's the case, that's fine, as long as you can build it in and it doesn't become a stress. Some people try to build those kinds of things into their morning, and then they find themselves rushing. They start getting frustrated because, okay, now I got to get up, 5 minutes earlier so that I can build this 5 minutes in. It's not really necessary that you have that much time dedicated to this particular thing. It doesn't have to be anything that significant. For others, it's sort of situated in a way that it's just a picture. It's just something that they put on their bathroom mirror. It's just something that they have in the kitchen cabinet. So when they open that same cabinet every morning to get out, the coffee, they open it up and there's just something there that says, hey, remember, today's going to be a great day. Or today, you're the master of your own destiny. Or whatever works for you, whatever can be there as a reminder for you to help you make positive, make a positive frame, make a positive reference for the day to come. Think about, I often think about and sort of relate it to baseball players. Baseball players, especially when they're getting up to bat, not all of them, okay, we won't overgeneralize, but many of them have a very specific pre-batting ritual. They'll get up there, they'll undo and tighten their batting gloves, they'll knock the clay out of their cleats, they will, touch their belt, touch their shoulder, readjust their batting helmet. They'll do lots of different things. They do all of that stuff. They get up there, stand in the batter's box, and then the pitcher throws it to first base. And, they did all of that and nothing came of it. But the batter doesn't say, well, you know what? I just did all of that stuff, so I'm okay. I'm all set. I did all of my pre-batting stuff. I'm ready. No, they step out and they do it all again. Think about that in the morning. We get into this habit where we kind of push things off and we say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about doing that this morning because I did it yesterday and you know what? I know, it's fine. When we brush it off like that, we are sort of taking away the psychological significance of it. When we take away the ritual portion of it, when we take away what is the critical nature of having that as part of our our morning routine, our preparation for the day, when we remove it, we take away a very important part of what we're trying to do. We're taking away this really critical piece of what's going to make today the best day that you can. So don't minimize it. Don't think that it's insignificant as it may be. It may have nothing to do with anything. It could just be the way that you pick up your keys. It could be just the way that you open the door. It could be that deep breath that you take just before you walk out of the house to start the day. Whatever it is for you is what it is for you. And just do it. Just keep it as part of that morning routine and keep it as part of that structure for the way that you think about the day. Now, the final piece, and this is something that you can do right now that will help prepare you, And that is, take out your phone and open up to alarms and set your alarm to go off at certain times throughout the day. When you do that, schedule it so that a little message will come up. Like mine comes up on in the morning. It says, get some work done, is what mine says. And you can set yours to say whatever you want it to say, but schedule it so that it goes off periodically throughout the day and serve as a reminder. Just, hey, you know, you're doing great. Make the best of today. Whatever you want the message to be, but set it such that the alarm goes off several times throughout the day, especially if you know that there are certain times of day that you're going to have a difficult time. For teachers, for example, all teachers have times during the day, whether it's class periods or class subjects, that are a little bit more challenging than others, whether it's because of the subject material, the level of the subject material, the students in the class, just the time of day. For whatever reason, that time of the day is a little bit more challenging than other parts of the day. So set your alarm to go off just before that time of the day, just to give you that little bit more of psychological motivation to make it positive and to feel positive about it and to do the best that you can. Those little boosts, those little encouragement pieces of motivation throughout the day can go a very long way. And so you can set your alarm schedule such that it goes off at different times every day, at the same time every day, whatever you need it to do. It will go off and it will give you that message to help boost that just a little bit more so that you can make it through the rest of the day. So there's some strategies that will hopefully help. I think that a lot of us love the idea of having a great day, but we don't always know how to have a great day. We don't always know how to shift our mindset. You know, if you had a bad night of sleep and you wake up in the morning and you're already a little bit irritable, a little bit cranky, a little bit tired, and you just want to stay in bed, those days happen. But when you build some of this positivity into your routine, your body, physically and psychologically, get accustomed to that. And when once it gets accustomed to that, it shifts to it so much easier than if it's something novel, if it's something new. You know, at first, you know, it's going to be easy. The first couple of days, in fact, it'll probably be pretty easy. But by the third, fourth, fifth, second week or so of doing it, it's going to become a little bit more challenging because now it's in that stage where it's shifting from something novel and new and therefore exciting and something, you know, motivating, but it's working to shift from that into a habit. And so you have to get through that period of, that end of the first week, start of the, you know, through the second week or so, where you're shifting from that novelty to a routine. And if you can make it through there, again, your body, physically and psychologically, become accustomed to it, and it is so much easier to do every day. And again, it helps you make the best of every day that you have. You know, again, we can't control everything that happens. We can only control ourselves. But let's make sure that we control ourselves. Let's make sure that we set the stage to have the best day that we can, to live the best life that we can. And all of that starts from the moment that we wake up. And we have control of all of that. All right? Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, send me some messages, send me questions, any kind of comments or anything that you have, you know, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, or YouTube or wherever the case may be. We try to monitor all of that so that we can be available to all that we can be available to. So, all right, until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie. Forget to be afraid.